Do you know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Maestro Gary Miller told me I could not talk to him on air today because he does not have a microphone sitting in front of him. But since I do not like authority that much, I'm going to go ahead and chat with him anyway so he can do sign language to me. And just, well, I won't tell you what he says to me via sign language on the air. But welcome to another edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and our purpose here at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. Hope you can join us today by phone, text, or email, by phone or text at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. There is a reason why Maestro Gary Miller does not have a microphone in front of him today, and the reason for that is because I have a couple of special guests in studio today that have decided to steal away from him his microphone, and honestly, I'd much rather talk to them than to him anyway, so it's a good thing that they have his microphone at their disposal. I have in studio today Dr. Steve Pettit with Bob Jones University, and also the lovely and gracious Mrs. Abby White with the admissions office at Bob Jones University. And just want to introduce them to real quick. Steve Pettit has become the fifth president of Bob Jones University as of May of 2014. And he earned a B.S. degree in business administration from the Citadel in 1978. And a master's degree in pastoral studies from BJ Seminary in 1980. For 5 years, the Pettits served as youth pastor for First Baptist Church in Bridgeport, Michigan, before entering into full-time evangelism. And he and his wife did that for 29 years, traveling the world. And they visited our church a time or two during that time, and conducting more than 800 campaigns, crusades, and camps throughout the United States and in 21 other countries. So welcome to Dr. Pettit and Abby. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Thank you,
Robbie.
Doing
very well. Thank you.
Fantastic. I really do appreciate you guys being here today, because really looking forward to talking with you about some matters that I know are going to be on a lot of people's hearts, not only from your own career paths, but also how Bob Jones University can maybe help people to prepare for the work God has called them to do. So Dr. Pettit, I want to start with you with this question. Please, if you don't mind, tell us how God has kind of directed your steps through the varied career adventures that your biography just now mentioned that you've gone through.
Well, I think the most important event of my life took place my freshman year of college. As was mentioned, I went to the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. I grew up in Columbia, the capital city here, and went to the Citadel, and it was during my freshman year that I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, which was a radical transformation in my life. My degree at the Citadel was in business administration, but while I was a student and as I began to grow spiritually in the Lord, I had a very strong desire to serve God. I just wanted to serve the Lord. I've always been involved in leadership. When I was in high school, I was class president of my public high school for about 3 years, and so I've always found myself in varying leadership roles, and that was the truth at the Citadel. As I sort of worked my way up through the ranks there, and I ended up being a captain my senior year as a cadet. But most importantly, I was involved in athletics, and I was involved in ministry opportunities. I felt a strong sense of a call to the ministry, and I knew that God has a prepared place for a prepared person, mm-hmm. and I wanted to get preparation, so I came to Bob Jones University, and it was while I was a student here, I was contacted by a church in Michigan, ended up going there. My pastor asked me when I went there, he said, what are your long-term goals? I said, I'm not really sure, but I've always had a burden for evangelism. And so I just felt like over a process of time, God made it very evident through opportunities, through recommendations, through suggestions, just things I was able to be involved in, that I had a calling into evangelism, which I did for 29 years. During that time, I was also a director of a Christian camp in northeastern Wisconsin, which is where I learned a lot of my administrative, my administrative skills, working with staff and planning and strategic planning, et cetera. And that was sort of the platform that led to Bob Jones University.
Mm-hmm. Well, during that journey, were there any times when you were kind of confused about which career path God might want you to follow? And if there was such a time, when did the smoke clear for you? How did that shake out?
I think probably settling the call to the ministry was the biggest thing for me. And some of it came in some very direct answers to prayer. I think if I've had confusion along the way, it was, how do I make a decision between this road, the one on one side and one on the other, with the opportunities that are there? Some of it was a matter of timing, where I didn't feel comfortable that this was a good time and I needed to wait. And so a lot of it was making right choices at the right time based on the right knowledge that I had and the right recommendations and the right counsel from good and godly people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. And yeah, that's a key thing, the pattern of counsel from godly people, and also that heart peace that passes all understanding. A lot of people probably don't know or don't think about that when they're trying to make a decision about the career. What do you think a lot of people, what has been your experience, a lot of people when they're trying to figure out God's calling in their life, when they make a mistake, what do you think is the reason why they make a mistake?
Well, sometimes we make a mistake because we get ahead of God's plan. Sometimes we make a mistake because we're not really willing to follow God's plan regardless of where He wants to lead us. There are some basic, there's some basic biblical steps. One is we need to have a relationship with the Lord daily. We need to walk with God. We need to be walking in obedience to His word. We need to be committed to His church. We need to be walking the walk and talking as we talk the talk, so that we can be in a position to hear God's voice and have His direction. We need to submit ourselves one to another. Nobody's an island to themselves. And if I'm in a good church with a good pastor and good people who are leading and giving me good wisdom, I think God's going to lead the person who's willing to follow His will.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that there's been a time in your life when maybe God was showing you a career path that you didn't want to go down? And
I think everything I've ever done.
wrong answer.
Yeah, I think, let me put it this way. I think whenever we do God's work and God's will, there's always going to be a surrender of just saying, God, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. I have found a lot of the things that I've done in my life are the things I wanted to do, but it wasn't exactly the way I would have done it, mm-hmm. or the way I would have planned it. The best illustration I know is God brought the children of Israel across the Red Sea, and there were two routes to Israel, the short way and the long way, the easy way and the hard way. Guess which way God led His people?
Yeah.
The long, hard way. They had to learn lessons. And sometimes it's not that God doesn't want me to do something. It's that I have to grow and mature and learn the lessons today that actually prepare me for what He wants me to do in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Abby White, don't want to leave you out of the conversation. Where you are now in the admissions department of Bob Jones University, how did God lead you to that place in your life?
Well, that's a good question. I attended Bob Jones University, which was a family legacy for me. Mm-hmm. But even that, I fought because I wanted to make sure it was what God had intended for me. But He clearly led me to Bob Jones and gave me a number of opportunities that kind of made an open door into the Office of Admission. I have a passion for Bob Jones University. I'm so sold on the product that I got there that I now get to turn around and tell other people about the benefit of going to a Christian university and about my cool experience and how they can have that same experience. So it's an exciting position to talk with a lot of Christian young people and see their heart for the Lord and to help guide and direct them in that exciting time of their lives.
Mm-hmm. And you just said something there that prompts a question I want to ask the both of you. you mentioned about being sold on the product of Christian education. Now, I personally am very much sold on that myself, but there's a lot of people listening, a lot of good, godly people listening right now that maybe are not as sold on the concept of Christian education, especially if there might be a secular option for college, for example, that is less expensive. How do you help? What would you say to someone who says something like, well, I don't think Christian education is for me because of the expense or whatnot? How would you answer that?
I talk to a lot of students who think that, and I think a lot of times it's a false mindset that I have a really strong career goal and I can't get there through Christian education. So I think that a lot of the time plays a big part into their thinking. You know, finances is always a big mindset, and that's why a lot of students go to a community college or a cheaper option. But I always try to tell our students that you get what you paid for, and if there's anything in life that's worth investing in, it's definitely your education, and how that is such a huge investment for your future. So I try to encourage students to expect nothing but an excellent college choice for themselves.
Very good. Dr. Petty, you want to add to that?
Well, I just want to say that we're trying to clone 1,000 Abbeys, if we can do that. That would be our best thing. Surveys have been done. Ken Ham and Answers to Genesis has done this, that the first year out of high school is the most crucial year in the faith of a young person. I've been working with college-age students for 30 years, and I can say with a complete assurance that this is the area of the life of many young people where they stumble spiritually. Being in a school where your faith is integrated with your learning is an incredibly important part of life, to have a biblical worldview. Everything in the world today is pushing against a biblical worldview, and we really need young people who are solid and firm in their faith. And I think the wonderful thing about a Christian education is that you're able to get that, and also you have the opportunity to mature and grow. Young people are maturing later in life, and today we know that. The sociologists tell us that, and so therefore it's really important that they get a solid biblical foundation with a quality academic education.
Yeah, I tell you, I totally agree with that, and just I've said this before on the program, and I'll say it again now. That was a big mistake I had made. I got saved when I was 11 years old and was very dedicated to the Lord and to my church. And then I made the choice, pretty much my choice, to go to a secular college. And that was probably the biggest mistake, one of the biggest mistakes of my life, because I had that same issue happen to me. And I wish I had listened to the counsel of fellow church members that I grew up with that said, you know, you ought to go to a school like Bob Jones or some place where the Lord is honored, not where the Lord is spit upon. And it definitely makes a difference. Well, I hope you're enjoying our interview as much as I am with Dr. Steve Pettit and Abby White of Bob Jones University, and we'll pick up with that interview on the other side of the break.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That's exactly what we're here to do, is help you understand the biblical principles that will help you to determine, through God's guidance, your place in this world for Him. Back in studio today with Dr. Steve Pettit, president of Bob Jones University, and also Mrs. Abby White, one of the admissions counselors at Bob Jones, just talking about how God leads us in our career choices, how we ought to be attuned to His leading in our lives, and also what Bob Jones University, as an institution designed to help prepare us for God's work, can do for those folks who go there. So let me just kind of pick up with another question regarding that latter statement, guys. I'll open the floor to both of you, whichever one wants to jump in first, please do so. If you were sitting in a room of high school seniors, what advice would you give them about discovering and searching for the work that God created them to do?
Well, thankfully in my job, I get to hang out with high school seniors a lot. Mm-hmm. What a fun group of people. And it's a really big time because you feel like this really huge life decision is in front of you. So I try to get them to start thinking about what God has equipped them, what talents and abilities he's given them, and to convince them that that's all for a purpose and that he has given them those passions and those abilities and things they don't like to do, all purposeful. So I get them to start thinking about that and kind of start finding direction as far as what they want to study. And then getting them to think about, you know, what is that big, what are those big considerations when they start thinking about college, and what are their big goals and dreams in life, and talking with them about the ways to get there and how Christian education is a really awesome way to get there.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bennett?
Well, I think with a senior in high school, I have to ask the most important question is, are they really committed to following the Lord with their life? Is that first? Is the Lord in first place in your life? And if the Lord is, then are you willing to do that? And I have found that there is always a struggle and a battle in the Christian's heart between what I want, what God wants.
Yeah.
Or as Paul calls it, the battle between the flesh and the spirit. And I think if you're yielded to the Lord and what God wants you to do, then God's going to lead you and guide you. And then the big issue is, are you going to look for the easy path? Or are you going to look for really what I would just call the right path? Not necessarily a hard path, but a right path. Because human nature looks for the easy way. And in the real world where people are leaders and they're accomplishing God's will, generally you'll find them to be very dedicated, committed, and disciplined people. If you're looking for the easy path in education, you're looking the wrong way. Always look for the path that is the right path in your own conscience, in your heart, where God would seem to be leading you.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that a lot of people might struggle with that advice, although I totally agree with what you just said, because they're so attuned to a worldly way of thinking, I need to be able to see every turn in the road between here and there. Do you find a lot of people just don't know how to trust the Lord for the next step?
Yeah, we're all looking for everything to be laid out for us so that we don't have to really live by faith. And faith is taking one step at a time. The scripture says, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I have found in my life that God doesn't allow me to know everything. He allows me to know what I need to do today, walking by faith. I plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Man devises his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. So he has to plan, but he also has to trust. And so whether you're my age or you're a teenager, 17, 18 years old, you've got to learn to trust God with your life and discover that God never fails.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, I had a good friend of mine who was counseling me through a pretty major life decision at the time, and he came up with this fantastic metaphor. God is like a GPS system. He's not going to show you every step of the path. You just got to trust him for the next turn. And we want him to be like a roadmap so that we can see every turn in the road. And that's just not the way he does it for reasons you just said. So that's fantastic advice. Financial aid. We talked about this off air. Knew we needed to talk about it on air because for anybody researching college, any college, the big question is, how am I going to pay for it? So let's just say someone feels without a shadow of a doubt through their biblical studies, their prayer, their counseling with godly people, and that heart peace that passes all understanding that Bob Jones University is the place the Lord would have them to go to prepare for their vocation. But money is just that cloud. How can Bob Jones help someone overcome that cloud?
We work with students every step of the way through the financial aid process because it is such a huge consideration for so many of our students. But we're happy to report that 95% of our students don't pay a full tuition price, and we are able to help them in one way or another. And each year, it seems that we're increasing the amount of aid that Bob Jones can give students. We start with having them fill out the FAFSA and see how much federal aid they're able to get. And then we look at our institutional scholarships, which Bob Jones has several of those. We look at their academics and have them take the ACT test, and if they do so well on that, they get a scholarship that can be renewed every year as long as they maintain a certain GPA. We've got scholarships based on need, based on merit, lots of different opportunities for students to receive financial aid for their achievements and for their financial need.
Now, FAFSA, I've heard that before. What does that stand for?
The Free Application for Federal Student Aid.
Okay, so now that normally gets filled out in what, January?
That's about the right time.
So January 2016 would be when you'd fill it out to prepare for next year's financial aid packages. So are there any scholarships right now in the fall and early winter of 2015 that someone ought to be looking into? Or is it not until the January 6, 2016 FAFSA application is filled out that anybody needs to start thinking about next year's financial aid?
Yeah, my advice to students is to work on their application process during the fall, and then during the winter we start looking at financial aid. Our application for our institutional scholarships aren't open right now, but I'm encouraging students to look at private scholarships in their area. So many businesses and churches and schools offer scholarships that they can start researching now so that they don't miss any deadlines, because a lot of them come during the winter time. So it's good to start researching what's out there for you, and we accept everything that you can bring in. So look for all the scholarships you can get.
Do you have a resource of any kind that you could direct people towards that would have an help them understand what kind of private scholarships are out there and how to go after those?
Yeah, we have a couple websites that we give to our students. Okay. Our admission counselors work with them, but we encourage them, like I said, to look in their area at different banks and schools and things. But we do have a couple websites that we give to them. One of them is www.schoolsoup.com. That's one that gives scholarships that they can look at. So
schoolsoup.com makes me hungry. Well, back on the idea of the career path, this is a real question that I've been asked before, and I'm wondering if it's something you guys have heard before as well. But let's just say someone is being called by the Lord. They're confident that they're being called into a certain vocation by the Lord, but that vocation is not paying the bills. What advice, Dr. Pettit, would you give to someone who is faced with a struggle of, I believe the Lord wants me to do this, but right now I don't see how I'm going to put food on my table with that vocational calling?
Well, that's a very good question, because you have the balance between providing for your family. The scripture says that if we don't work, we don't eat, and we need to provide for our own household. The other would have to be, okay, if God is leading me in this direction and it's not providing for me, either I don't go there and stay what I'm doing, or I go there and then I'm going to have to look for some other opportunities for income. It may be that you'll have to do a couple of things. I know lots of people who work a second job, or Christian school teachers who have another opportunity. They want to serve God in their particular field. That field can only pay them so much money. It's really not enough for them to make a living. And, you know, it's amazing what the Lord will allow you to do under pressure to come up with the ideas and be creative in other ways. And so I think you have to be sure that this is what God wants you to do, if you're willing to step out by faith and trust Him in that area. And then you may have to step out in other ways, and God's going to have to provide for you. So there's no simple or easy step one, two, three. Again, it goes back to taking steps of faith along the way.
Could be kind of like, it sounded like that one option might be that Thor would have someone to be like Paul, the tent maker, who was obviously making tents to put food on the table,
absolutely,
so to speak, while at the same time doing a mighty work for the Lord. Absolutely. What if someone, or let me ask it this way, is your career calling something that always feels right? Or could there be a time when the Lord may be calling you to something that doesn't quite feel all that great, but you know it's what He wants you to do?
Yes, I understand that fully. I'm the president of Bob Jones University. I do believe this, that, you know, as God works in our life, it's hard to say the way God's going to work in your life at 58 years old is going to be exactly the same as the way He works in your life at 28 years old. Mm-hmm. I came to a place in my life where I knew my gifts. I knew the things that I could do. This was an opportunity I felt that came. I didn't look at it as an opportunity like I was being opportunistic.
Right.
I looked at it more as a duty and a responsibility to fulfill what God wants to accomplish in the world, and this is my responsibility. So in one way, what I'm doing today is more of a responsibility than it is a duty. So it depends on where you are in your life. And once again, we have to go back to faith, and we have to trust God to believe that His power is sufficient. Or if I could say it this way, everything Paul said he did When he was weak, he was strong.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're operating in total strength, then that's really not the way God's going to work. It's when we feel weak, that's when he shows us how strong he is.
That's right. That's right. Well, Abby White, let me just kind of give you a question bouncing off of something Dr. Pettit just said. He mentioned that he had become aware of his strengths and his gifts. And earlier you made mention of when you're talking with the high school seniors, you try to help them uncover that. Just in about 30 seconds, maybe 40, can you tell me what question you try to ask those people to help them understand what their gifts are?
I ask them what their favorite subjects in school are. I ask them which ones they really don't like. I ask them what they like to do outside of school and what gifts that they see already that God has given in their lives, and just kind of determine what direction that could lead them career-wise.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left in the show today, so let me just encourage you to come to careercallings.net/radio to get a copy of today's radio broadcast via podcast on their website there, and that way you can listen over and over and over again to the wise sage advice of Dr. Steve Pettit, president of Bob Jones University, and Mrs. Abby White, admissions counselor with Bob Jones University. If you don't know what value God created you to bring to the world, it's time to get on your knees and pray, search the scriptures, and find out. God bless.